I get asked that question a lot, actually. There's no particular courses you need to take to get into law school. Well, some people say, yes, I'm going to do the criminology program or law and society to get in. That's not a prerequisite. I did law and society because I really enjoyed the curriculum. The professors were excellent, and I really was engaged in the topic matter. But I wouldn't say it would give you an advantage in law school. What I thought was really interesting about, for instance, I went to Osgoode, there were students in there that came from every walk of life. We had, you know, geologists, we had pharmacists, we had doctors. And when they came into the classroom with all of our knowledge, they approached a problem very differently. Or even a business undergraduate will approach a problem differently than anybody else. So I find that to be really refreshing. And so I wouldn't limit, don't limit yourself. If you're interested in a topic, if you're interested in archaeology, take that. And if you want to pursue law school, go for it, because you're going to bring to law school something very different. And you'll bring to the job something different. I know a lot of students who take sciences or engineering go into law school and work as IP lawyers, you know, or somebody who has a business background and really enjoys, you know, tax, goes into law school and becomes a tax lawyer. So it's really interesting, like, you don't have to necessarily take the career path that says law in it to become a lawyer or do really well in the profession. I think pick what you're interested in. You know, there's some great professors here on campus. Unbelievable, the wealth of experience that there is here. Pick a professor that you really like or pick a topic that you really like and follow it and do your best at it. Because usually something that you really like, the grades are going to reflect that. And grade point average is important to get into law school. So pick something you're really passionate about and follow that, and then that will translate right into law school. And you'll really enjoy your experience too, and I think that's really important because you give so much of your time to your academics. I know I gave a lot of my time to it. If I didn't enjoy it, it just would have been a miserable existence. So you really want to pick something you're incredibly crazy about and then follow it through, and you never know what's going to take you. So that's what I would recommend.
I think also to keep in mind, it's also important, while grades are important, it's not the be-all and end-all, right? There's a lot other components to when you're putting your application together. And the fact of picking the courses with a professor that has engaging material is also one thing, but engaging the professor yourself and getting and developing that relationship, right? Because you're going to be relying on them to write you reference letters for your applications. And I think another thing that speaks to it is we were both involved in student governance in the university. And I mean, that did wonders in terms of opening doors and networking, meeting people, and fostering all these life skills that we've talked about that are so essential to actually putting your application together, make you more well-rounded in your application, sets you apart from everyone else for law school. So that's kind of another thing to keep in mind.
Just to tie this in with policing as well, I mean, Chief DeCare came on quite a number of years ago, and, you know, that time it was sort of the stereotypical, you know, guy out of high school joining the police service, and there really wasn't much of an emphasis put on to post-secondary education. But I can tell you now, being with Toronto Police for 7 years, and I work very closely with the employment unit as well, I work as an ambassador, and if you don't have post-secondary, forget about it. If they're getting 100 applications and 80 of them have post-secondary, the 20 that don't, they're not even going to give them a second look. And the diversity of people coming into the service now, you can go to any shift and you'll bump into a guy who's got like a degree in marine biology. We have a guy, he was a doctor, a physician who became a police officer. And these people have ambitions to do other things within the service as well, which they can because they come with such a diverse skill set. A friend of mine worked at 42 Division with me. He has a degree in biology and his dream is always to work in forensic IDENT. So that's his goal. He wants to go and work in forensic identification. Numerous things you can get into, but you can have a background in pretty much anything and apply it in this job. Business degree, if you want to get into frauds, you can. It's endless. And if you have that skill set, where you know you can bring your degree, and it's something different that you can offer to the service, and more power to you.